Hey everyone, and welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. I'm your host, Aura Bennett, and let me tell you, anxiety can be a real party pooper, right? It sneaks in when you least expect it, throws a wrench in your plans, and leaves you feeling like you're drowning in a sea of what-ifs. But here's the thing, anxiety doesn't have to rule your life. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Discovering the root causes of your anxiety. Ever felt like you're constantly on edge? Like there's this invisible pressure building up inside you, just waiting to explode. You know that feeling when your heart starts racing, your palms get sweaty, and your mind races a mile a minute, even when there's no obvious reason. That's anxiety whispering in your ear. But before we can silence those whispers, we need to figure out where they're coming from. Let me tell you, the answers often lie deeper than you think. They're tangled up with our early experiences, our relationships, and even our beliefs about ourselves and the world. It's like peeling back layers of an onion, revealing those hidden truths that shape our reactions to stress. And trust me, uncovering these root causes is the key to finally breaking free from the grip of anxiety. So, what are some of those common culprits? Well, number one, we have our early childhood experiences. Think about your upbringing. Were you raised in a nurturing and secure environment, or was there a lot of instability, conflict, or emotional distance? Those early bonds with our caregivers shape how we view ourselves and the world, influencing our ability to cope with stress later in life. Next up, let's talk about attachment styles. Have you ever heard of those? They basically describe how we relate to others in close relationships. Think secure, anxious, avoidant. These different styles can create patterns of behavior that trigger anxiety in certain situations. For example, someone with an anxious attachment style might constantly seek reassurance and validation from their partner, leading to feelings of insecurity and worry. Then there's the power of negative beliefs. We all have those inner voices that whisper doubts and fears, often without us even realizing it. Think, I'm not good enough, or I can't handle this, or something bad is always going to happen. These negative thoughts can fuel anxiety and create a self-fulfilling prophecy. Let's not forget the impact of perfectionism. You know that striving for flawlessness in everything you do? That can be a real recipe for anxiety. When we set unrealistic standards for ourselves, it creates constant pressure and fear of failure. It's like running on a treadmill, always pushing forward but never actually getting anywhere. And finally, there's the role of our environment. Think about your daily stressors, work deadlines, traffic jams, social pressures, financial worries. These external factors can contribute to anxiety, especially if we don't have healthy coping mechanisms in place. Let me tell you a quick story. I used to be terrified of public speaking. Just the thought of getting up in front of a crowd would send my heart racing and my palms sweating. But then I realized that my fear stemmed from my childhood experience where I was criticized for making mistakes during presentations. That negative feedback had created a deep-seated belief that I wasn't good enough. It took time and effort, but by facing my fear head-on, challenging those limiting beliefs, and practicing mindfulness techniques, I eventually overcame my anxiety. Now, public speaking is something I actually enjoy. The key was recognizing the root cause of my fear and taking steps to address it. So remember, we're not alone in this journey. Anxiety is incredibly common, but it doesn't have to define your life. By understanding those hidden triggers, those early experiences, attachment patterns, negative beliefs, perfectionistic tendencies, and environmental stressors, you can start to break free from its grip. The next step. Start by taking a moment to reflect on your own anxiety. What situations trigger it the most? Are there any recurring thoughts or feelings that pop up? By paying attention to these patterns, you'll be well on your way to uncovering those root causes and creating a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Remember, healing takes time, but every step you take towards self-awareness is a victory. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember you are capable of so much more than you think. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from it. Leave us a review and join the conversation on our social media pages. We love hearing your stories and supporting each other on this journey to healing and growth.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.